www.kamikaze-radio.de, euer frischer freier Sender, heute mit Murai bei Mini zu Hause. Ich präsentiere euch jetzt eine Band aus Amerika, den USA, Common Enemy, und ich habe jetzt einen von ihnen am Telefon. Hi Justin, you're from the band Common Enemy, and where are you right now?
Right now I'm at my home in right outside of Reading, Pennsylvania, in the United States.
Okay, and this is your hometown or hometown of the band Common Enemy?
Yes, correct. Reading, Pennsylvania.
Okay, also das ist jetzt der Justin von Common Enemy. Die kommen aus Amerika, wie auch er eben gesagt hat, aus Pennsylvania, wo die Band ihr Zuhause hat. My first question is, when did your band, or when was it founded, or when do you start to form it?
Do you want the long version or the short version?
It's also okay if you use the long version.
Well, the long version is about in 1997, around then, my brother, the drummer, actually started the band with different members.
You mean, is it D-Tang? Is it your brother?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we try not to let people know that, but I let it slip there, so.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, we started under a different name, and over time just had many different lineup changes. In 2003, Sonic and Greg joined, and we just started touring and putting out release after release. And then come 2006, I believe it was, or the end of 2005, Sonic left to go to school for a year, for recording school, and we got recruited Mikey to fill in and play, to sing. And then Mikey left after a year, actually right before our second European tour. And Sonic was actually coming back, and he filled in and did it. And then after the summer, decided to leave permanently. And now we have Gary singing.
Okay, so you had lots of changes in your band.
Oh, yes. Always changes. We actually just recruited a fifth member on guitar.
With how many members do you start? Or did you start?
When we started, it was just four. And then there was a couple phases where there was five. Yes. Like I said, members kind of came and went.
Yeah, and you're playing guitar and doing back vocals?
Yes, I've been in it since 1997. I actually started on bass.
Yeah, okay.
When I first started. And then when the name changed and everything, I switched to guitar. And been playing since probably 98, I've been playing guitar.
Yeah, okay. I start to translate it a bit.
Okay,
also es war so, dass die Band sich 1997 gegründet hat. Er hat mir jetzt die etwas längere Version gegeben. Damals haben sie zu viert angefangen und dann hat es aber in der Zeit dann bis 2003 mehrere Wechsel schon gegeben, sodass sie dann zu fünf waren. Der Bruder von ihm sitzt am Schlagzeug und jetzt sind sie in einer Fünferbesetzung, in der sie schon drei Europatouren gespielt haben. Und ja, ich gucke jetzt mal, dass ich was über die Alben erfahre. Yeah, okay, when did you start to record your own album? Our first album?
We recorded one with the old lineup called Outsiders, which we really don't talk about too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of us are truly happy with it.
Okay.
And in 2003, we did the first recording with Sonic and Greg called Late Night Skate.
Yeah.
And then kind of went from there. Did many splits, many little EPs, and all the way up until our last full-length, Living the Dream.
So lots of singles before the first album.
What was that?
I asked if there were lots of singles before you started the first album.
No, there was actually only one, there was nothing out before the first album. There was a couple little demos, that was it.
Ah, okay. And you recorded in big studio, or did it DIY?
Yes, yeah.
On your own?
Everything DIY.
Yeah, okay. And it was easy for you to mix it up and so?
Mix the album up?
Yeah, if you did it like this.
Oh, yeah. easy.
Yeah, okay, that sounds easy, yes. Okay, dann haben Sie eigentlich früher schon ein Album gemacht, aber das ging dann mit der Band alles nicht so richtig und da möchte ich jetzt auch nicht gerne weiter drüber sprechen. Das erste Album kam dann 2003, was Sie komplett alleine gemacht haben und ja, dabei sind Sie jetzt auch geblieben und daraus sind dann viele kleine EPs und Singles geworden, die Sie dann so ja, auf den Markt bringen konnten quasi. And I read that you had lots of concerts in your time when you started, so that you tried to show your band in whole America.
Yes, we played many shows up and down the East Coast, Florida to Texas, all the way up to Maine, Michigan. We've even gotten to Canada.
Do you know how your first concert was, so that you can give me a couple of emotions or so?
Oh, first concert.
Maybe, if you could remember it.
Honestly, I can't remember.
Okay. Then let me ask other questions. So you played in lots of clubs at the coast, and then also big festivals, or what have you?
We do festivals. Festivals in the States aren't like festivals in Europe.
At which festivals in Europe have you been?
The first tour in Lunen, we were at a festival under the bridge, and I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, no problem.
But it was great. It's just kind of relaxing. Over here, the festivals are all run by corporations.
So what is the difference between the festivals in the U.S. and maybe in Europe?
Well, I'm not exactly sure of how they're run in Europe, but I know in the States they're run by corporations.
Yeah, okay.
And the corporations decide who plays and who doesn't, and what's sold and what's not sold, and it's a lot different.
Okay, I think it's not done by like this in Europe. There are people who try to bring these festivals up, or how I would call it, and they didn't use so much of advertising here. And also the punk festivals are really, really, gefragt, scheiße. Ask from the punk scene here.
Yeah. So yes. You guys don't have like a Warped Tour or
no
anything like that?
No, we haven't.
That's good.
Okay, I would like to play a song of your band. The song is called Punk's Dead, You're Next.
Okay.
And this song is pretty short, so that we will hear each other in just 1 minute.